Well, good morning to you. Chuck Meether here at the Kirkside Cafe, where we drink a little coffee and we read the Heidelberg Catechism and, of course, the accompanying scripture, which is the better lesson. So we're at Lord's Day 35, question and answer number 96. What does God require in the second commandment? That we in no way make any image of God, nor worship him in any other way than he has commanded us in his word. And Deuteronomy 4:15 through 19 tells us, take careful heed to yourselves, for you saw no form when the Lord spoke to you at Horeb, out of the midst of the fire, lest you act corruptly and make for yourselves a carved image in the form of any figure, the likeness of male or female, the likeness of any animal that is on the earth, or the likeness of any winged bird that flies in the air, the likeness of anything that creeps on the ground, or the likeness of any fish that is in the water beneath the earth. And take heed, lest you lift your eyes to heaven, and when you see the sun, the moon, and the stars, all the host of heaven, you feel driven to worship them and serve them, which the Lord your God has given to all the peoples under the whole heaven as a heritage. And then two from the New Testament, Romans 1:22-24. Professing to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and birds, and four-footed animals, and creeping things. Therefore God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves. And finally, John 4:24, God is spirit. Those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. And so therefore, friends, we are to worship the one only living and true God and no other God, that which man may carve out of wood, or that which man may forge out of metal, or that which man may etch out of stone. Anything of that sort may not be worshipped, but the one God, as revealed from Scripture. So may we walk with that one God and be a blessing today.